and go to our Heavenly Father. Good evening, sisters. May we bow and go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear kind, righteous, holy Father, we come with bowed heads and humbleness of heart before your mighty throne of grace and mercy to ask that you forgive us of our sins and trespasses. We thank you, dear Father, for the avenue of prayer, and I ask at this time, dear Father, that you forgive me of all my sins so that this prayer will not be hindered from reaching you. We thank you for life and a reasonable portion of our health and strength. We thank you for watching over us both day and night. Dear Father, we have come to this hour of our Bible series, and we ask blessing upon each and every sister that is on the call. Bless all of our program participants. Bless our speaker of the hour, Sister Sharaka Melton, that she will recall the things she has studied. Help her to rightly divide your truth so that we can all sit at your table and feast on your word, being all on one accord. We ask blessings for Sister Sharaka and her entire family, but especially for her son Zion. Bless them with the things they are in need of, and while they may be having some difficulty, dear Father, grant unto them your peace to wait on you. Dear Father, we come asking prayers for those who wanted to be on our Bible series, but was hindered due to illness and other circumstances in their lives. We ask that you bless them to be on the call at the next appointed time. Dear Father, we come praying for those who are sick and on their beds of affliction. We are praying that you heal their bodies and allow them the strength needed to go about their normal and daily activities. Bless those who are bereaved at this time, grieving the loss of their loved ones. Please, Heavenly Father, strengthen, comfort, and give them your peace. Dear Father, bless Our Lady Prayer Warrior Ministry, the administrative team, and all of the members who are actively involved in helping with the programs, events, and activities. Bless our upcoming 100 days of prayer, dear Father, that we will have all of the sisters that are needed who are willing to engage themselves in an unceasing prayer, praying for one another. Dear Father, we love you. We adore you. We worship you. We praise your name. We uplift you in our prayers and in this Bible series. We pray for unity, and we pray that we will always strive each and every day of our lives to all be on one accord. It is in the mighty and powerful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we do pray and ask it all. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Jenkins, for that powerful prayer on our behalf. Next, we're going to have a prison ministry salute by Sister Angela Hunter.
Good night, sisters, and thank you so much for hosting Sister Deborah. It is indeed my great pleasure to present the prison ministry salute tonight. The prison ministry is headed by our team leader, Sister Jan Goolsby, and has a membership of over 22 sisters. So first of all, I would like to give a big salute to Sister Jan for being our hardworking, dedicated, and wonderful team leader. I would also like to salute my fellow team members who are also just as committed, dedicated, and amazing in the work that they do. The prison sick and shut-in ministry, as it is widely known, falls under the umbrella of the Lady Prayer Warriors Benevolence Mission. Our outreach program includes sending love, cheer, greetings, joy, happiness to the elderly, the sick and the shut-in, the bereaved, and the lonely. Our CAR team of 12 sisters is amazing in the way they have touched the lives of so many of our sisters, our family members, and friends. Many of us on the call tonight can attest to this, and we are just overjoyed each time we see you post showing off your lovely cards and thanking the team. The PenPal team, of which I am a part, writes to men and women who are incarcerated. Our aim and goal is to share the gospel, to pray for these inmates, to encourage them to write to us on any Bible topic of their choice, and also to read their Bibles. The sisters who write can attest to the joy we get when we receive a letter from an inmate. Why? Because in those responses that we receive, we are told things like, "I was so happy to receive your letter. It brightened my day," or "it brought a smile to my face." Some will say, "I don't hear from any family members, so thank you for your letter of encouragement." Others will say, "I pray and read my Bible every day, and I'm also praying for all the lady prayer warriors." Some will even apologize for the delay in responding to us, as they might have gotten into trouble and was put in confinement. Then, of course, there are the few who will ask for clarification or our input on a particular Bible topic. This then gives us the opportunity to further study and present God's truth to them. And their letters always end in, "Please write again soon." So, my sisters, when you see us advertise, please help us. If you know of someone, male or female, who is sick, shut in, elderly, bereaved, or lonely, depressed, and could do with a word of cheer, please let us know. A card or a call will be sent immediately. Also, if you know of someone who is incarcerated, or if you know of someone who knows someone, please let us know. We are also seeking for persons who are incarcerated and would welcome our corresponding with them. Please forward all relevant information to our team leader, Sister Jan Goolsbee. And finally, as we go hard during our 100 days of prayer each day, please include a word of prayer for our inmates. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Hunter, for that in-depth salute to the prison ministry. That was a lot of valuable information. I do pray that many of our sisters take advantage of the information you provided and still encouraged to join one of the teams, including the prison ministry. All right, Sister Mitzi Weiss is going to give us the scripture reading.
Good evening, sisters. Our scripture this evening is coming from the ESV Bible, Philippians 2, 1 through 5. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing for selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more sufficient than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus. Sisters, I have read from you Philippians 2, 1 through 5, English Standard Version. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Wise. Appreciate that. Okay, we're on the road. We've got the scripture reading. We're going to have a song praise by Sister Lottie Holcomb to get you spiritually ready. Sister Holcomb?
Yes, ma'am. Good evening, everybody. I'm going to be singing Revive Us Again. We praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. We praise thee, O God, for the Spirit of life, who has shown us a Savior and scattered our night. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, by the glory, revive us again. All glory and praise to the Lamb that was slain, who has borne all our sins and has cleansed every stain. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Sister Hawkins. That was beautiful. I'm glad for you because I was singing loud on this side of town. All right. The next voice you hear will be from my lovely Sister Cheryl Anderson. She will do an introduction to the speaker. And after that, the next voice you will hear will be that of our very own prayer war administrator, Sister Sharaka Melton. Sister Anderson?
Thank you, sis. A good night, LPW family and honored guests. It brings me great pleasure to introduce our speaker of the hour, Administrator Sister Sharaka LaTorah Melton. Resides in Stone Mountain, Georgia, but is originally from Eatonton, Georgia. She is an exceptional education teacher, currently teaching eighth grade. She teaches all academic subjects. Her joy is educating students with special needs. The job is well worth it when seeing that light bulb moment on children's faces who love to learn. She received a BA in sociology from Valdosta State University. She furthered her education with an MED in education with emphasis in counseling and psychology. She kept going and received a second MED with emphasis in special education from Grand Canyon University. Finally, she earned her doctorate from Nova Southeastern University. She enjoys laughing and having fun. She also loves cooking, especially dishes with different cultural flares. She loves writing, reading, and cannot get enough of traveling abroad. Writing is a strong passion for her. She just completed her first book entitled Read Thy Prayers, A Humble Christian Sister's Call Upon Fellow Sisters to Leave the Sinful Life. Sister Sharaka also is passionate about her women's ministry, Lady Prayer Warriors Corporation. She is the founder and president of this great work. She's responsible for supervising and finalizing heavy projects such as 100 Days of Prayer, Sisters in Christ all over the world praying 100 days straight without ceasing, Thanksgiving Basket Giveaway, feeding hundreds throughout the holiday season, 24-hour prayer-thon, holding a prayer hotline 24 hours straight, Haiti Projects, Phase 1, sending food and aid to 5 congregations each month, Phase 2, heading a school academy to help children with education and spiritual growth, Back-to-School Giveaway, providing school supplies to needy children, scholarship funds, benevolent activities, LPW teams, and so much more. Sister Sharaka considers being a child of God her greatest accomplishment. She obeyed the gospel at age 17 and received some of the greatest teachings from the spiritual leaders at Morgan County Church of Christ in Madison, Georgia. Her spirituality shapes her into the Lady Prayer Warrior that she is today. Sister Sharaka says daily her one quote is, God has to be first for me. Her favorite scriptures are Psalms 51:10 and Psalms 91. She shares her spirituality with her beautiful family. She has a rising star 12-year-old son, Zion Melton. She credits her late grandmother, Elizabeth Hargrove, for her spiritual upbringing. So I now present to some and introduce to others our administrator, Sister Sharaka LaTorah Melton.
Hello, hello. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Before we get into our program, I want to go to our Father God in prayer. Let us pray. Lord God, we thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for just blessing us so much more than we deserve. Lord, we thank you so much for these Friday night Bible series and these programs that we come up with to help us and grow us and keep us and encourage us as we travel through this Christian journey. Father God, we thank you for this group as a whole, all the teams, all the leaders, all the administrators, all the admin assistants, and everybody who makes up everything that we do here at Lady Prayer Warriors. Father God, I'm thankful to everybody who's on this call on tonight. Lord God, if there's any first-time callers, let them please be able to call back because they are truly our honored guests. Father God, we're so thankful for your darling son, Jesus, who died on the cross so that we all may have a right to eternal life. Lord, I'm thankful for the churches of Christ all over the land and country and all over the world that are speaking and teaching things according to your will and your way. Lord God, I'm thankful for so many blessings that you continue to store upon me in spite of myself. Father, I'm thankful for you allowing me to walk, talk, breathe, taste, touch, smell, some of the things we take for granted. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Father, oftentimes we ask, but I want to say thank you so much for all the things you continue to do for each and every one of us. Father God, forgive us for all of our sins. Create us, creating us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within each and every one of us. Father, thank you so much for this program on tonight. Father, I'm asking, Lord, please, if there's anything that I can say that will help all of us, not just those who are listening, but myself included, that will help all of us be better or look at ourselves and evaluate to strive to do better. Help us, Lord. Guide us. Guide my words. Guide my memory. Just guide me in everything that say that it strictly come from you, Lord God. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless everyone who's on the program. We thank you for all of those participating. We thank you for all of those who are on the line. Lord, just continue to give us the strength. And we ask special prayers for those who are bereaved, those who are sick and shedding, those who are going through different bouts of depression, those who are going through different financial struggles, those who are going through all the things. Father, do them the good they stand in need of. Bless them in the way that you see fit. Let your good, perfect, and holy will be done for each and every life that is under the sound of my voice. Lord God, we ask special prayers for all of mankind who's going through different things. Help us to be the light and help us to live according to your will and your way. We thank you for so many blessings, and we ask that you keep us until our next appointed time. In the mighty, mighty Master's name of Jesus, I do pray. Amen. All right, sisters.
Amen.
So much for calling in to our grand finale, all on one accord. I could not have done this without my gracious host, Mr. Deborah Wills. My girl agreed to do this at the last minute, and you did a mighty fine job. Thank you. And I want to say thank you so much for that powerful, powerful prayer. Sister Dorothy Rouse Jenkins, thank you so very much. And thank you for helping me put this program together. I truly couldn't have done this without you, Sister Jenkins. Sister Angela Hunter, what a powerful prison ministry salute. If you had a question about what the prison ministry is, she really summed it up on tonight. Please consider helping the prison ministry with giving the information that she shared on tonight. Thank you so much, Sister Mitzi Wise, for agreeing to read my scripture on tonight. I really, really appreciate you for reading our scripture on tonight. And Sister Lottie Holcomb, I'm just like Sister Deborah. I was singing too. That's an oldie goodie, and I grew up singing that song, so you really hit home. And we do praise thee, oh God. I tell you, I want to thank you, Sister Cheryl D. You always are elegant, and you always want to make sure you got your craft together, and I appreciate your professionalism in reading, and you made me sound like I was somebody. So I really appreciate you reading my bio and introducing me. And I want to go ahead and thank Sister Ida in advance for doing our closing prayer. So I just want to thank her, and I appreciate you in advance. Now, sisters, my topic tonight is all on one accord. Sis, don't do it alone. We need each other. Sis, don't do it alone. We need each other. So I want you to keep that in mind as we go throughout our lesson on tonight. Sisters, let's read our scripture for emphasis sake. And I want to thank you again, Sister Mitzi, for reading it. Philippians 2, verse 1 through 5. We have Bible study, so you need your Bible. Philippians 2, verse 1 through 5. I'm going to hit that English Standard Version. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility, count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus. Now, that's our lesson text for tonight. But I kind of want to take you to Acts 2. So let's take a journey over there to Acts chapter 2. Now, we said we were calling in the Bible study on tonight. So let's roll on over there to Acts. We need to talk about this thing. Now, with Acts chapter 2, you know, I'm going to wait while you turn over there because you need your Bible. We're in Friday night Bible study. Acts chapter 2, I'm going to read the entire chapter because I want you to see the importance of being on one accord. Sis, we need each other. Don't do it alone. If you don't mind, I want you to go over there and let's lay some groundwork to see what's going on over there in Acts chapter 2. Now, I want you to really focus in on verse 42, and I know you might be wondering, why do you want to read the whole chapter? You'll see. But I want you to focus in on verse 42. And I just think we need to read the entire chapter to lay this thing out to see where we're going with it. We, the Church of Christ, you know we love Acts 2 in most cases because we want to prove and confirm that baptism is essential and necessary. And it is. That's true, no doubt about it. But tonight I want to show you how Acts 2 also is all about unity, promoting unity and being on one accord. That's Acts 2. Now, you should be over there by now. Acts chapter 2, let's get into it. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. And then all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now, They were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that each of us hears them in our native tongue? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and of all parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome. These were both Jews and converts of Judaism. Cretans and Arabs were here, them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongue, amazed and perplexed. They asked one another, what does this mean? Some, however, made fun of them and said, they have had too much wine. Then Peter stood up with the 11 and raised his voice and addressed the crowd, fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire, billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Fellow Israelites, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did among you through him. As you yourselves know, this man was handed over to you by God's deliberate plan and foreknowledge. And you, with the help of the wicked man, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. David said about him, I saw the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body will also rest in hope, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead. You will not let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence. Fellow Israelites, I can tell you confidently that the patriarch David died and was buried, and in his tomb is here to this day. But he was a prophet and knew that God had promised him on oath that he would place one of his descendants on his throne. Seeing what was to come, he spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah. Then he was abandoned to the realm of the dead, nor did his body decay. God had raised to Jesus, and we're all witnesses of it. Exalted to the right hand of God, he had received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit, and had poured out what you now see and hear. For David did not ascend to heaven, and yet he said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool to your feet. Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah. When the people heard of this, they were cut to their heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, brothers, what shall we do? Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. With many other words, he warned them, and he pleaded with them, save yourselves from this corrupt generation. Those who accept this message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to that number that day. Now, here's where I want you to focus. I need you to put your finger right here. It's about to go down right here. Verse 42. They devoted themselves to the apostles, teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had a need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple's courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all people. And the Lord added to the number daily those who were being saved. Now, Acts chapter 2, when you hit round verse 42, that's a glimpse of what the church right after Jesus ascended to heaven looked like. That's what we should look like. Now, let me break it down. Let me go a little bit further how this ties into the 100 days of prayer. See, he told them to wait together in Jerusalem for the promise of his Father, the Holy Spirit. When that day of Pentecost came, They were all together in one place. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. And they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. That's Acts 2, 1 and 4. You remember we just read it. The disciples were praying. They were sharing scripture, encouraging one another, and reminding each, everybody, all of the things Jesus did. And they said while they were waiting for the promise of the Father in that upper room. That group of believers were all together in one place. And that all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, that's unity. Everyone together, unified, on the same page, with the same purpose. That's what the 100 days of prayer is all about. Notice as well, these people experienced God together in ways that none of them had ever experienced it before. Now, you look later down in Acts 2, verse 42 and 47, boom. The same group of believers who were now spirit-filled devoted themselves to the apostles, teaching and to fellowship, to breaking bread, and to prayer, Acts 2:42. As they were together, they had everything in common, even sold the property and possessions to give anybody who had a need, verse 44 and 45. Because they were strong in unity among them, they witnessed signs and miracles. They ate together. They went to the temple together. They met in homes together, and they enjoyed favor and happiness, verse 46 and 47. And the best of all, their unity continued to grow, verse 47. They took care of one another, pursued God together, and they enjoyed each other while doing it. Now, this is a beautiful, beautiful example of unity in the Bible. It is something that as lady prayer warriors, we all should strive to do, especially when we're going in this 100 days of prayer. We got to go in this thing, and you know the word, together. Let's talk about this 100 days of prayer. Now, I'm going to give you three tips. Three. Take them down. Three tips that are non-negotiable. These are non-negotiable when you're participating in the 100 days of prayer. Just in case you don't know what non-negotiable is, let me break it down. Non-negotiables are not open for discussion or modification. That means you can't talk about them that you want to got to get, and you can't change them. It is what it is. So let me give you three tips that are not open for discussion or modification. If you want to hear them, here they go. Tip number one. You got to write it down. I want you to write it down and say it with me. You got to pray on time. Praying on time. That's a non-negotiable. If you do not pray on time, guess what you've done? You have literally just violated your entire commitment of the 100 days of prayer. You can't negotiate praying late. You got to pray on time. You can't negotiate it. You can't modify it. You got to pray when you're supposed to pray. Everybody is depending on you to keep your prayer time. Tip number two, say it with me. Encourage everybody participating. We can't do this successfully without being encouraged and encouraging others twofold. We can't do this successfully unless we are encouraged and we give encouragement. You have to be able to encourage somebody along the way because the devil is shooting, and shooting all the while. He already mad that you're on this Bible series. So you got to have somebody to encourage you, and you got to be an encourager. Last tip, say it with me. Communicating with your prayer leg. That's the big one. A prayer leg done correctly will encourage you, will motivate you, will hold you accountable, and will take up a special interest in seeing you be a successful Christian woman, not just during the 100 days of prayer, but they're going to have your back for a lifetime. If they're serious about your soul. Sis, we need each other. Don't do it alone. You nor I have a chance, not one chance, in making it through the 100 days of prayer. If we don't take advantage of the prayer-led power, that's what I like to call it, do we really think we can match the devil on our own? Not in this Christian journey. Just, we need each other. Don't do it alone. We need our own little cheering section. Sometimes the devil will have you so busy, and he'll try to block you from making your prayer time. Sometimes you're going to be rushing, trying to get organized. You're going to have everything going on, and it's always going to be coming right down to when it's time for you to pray. Sometimes you may feel tired, sluggish, just lazy. Guess what? Your prayer-led team will be there. Your prayer-led will be there, and they're going to shout out this, Holy Spirit, activate. Holy Spirit, activate. I learned that from my young folks at school. And they do it as a joke, but I'm doing it as seriousness. In all seriousness, your prayer leg going to activate the Holy Spirit and make sure you get that prayer leg and get that time going when you're supposed to be praying. Prayer leg communication is non-negotiable. Connecting and communicating with your prayer leg is the difference between a successful journey versus a failed defeat. Failure is not an option because guess what? Sis, don't do it alone. We need each other. What does it say over in Philippians 2, 1 and 5, 1 through 5? This is what we read as our lesson text. So, if there's any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourself. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus. I need to share really quickly my Philippians 2, 1 through 5 story. I got my own Philippians 2 story. In May of 2017, my life changed forever. I was teaching up at the board, and I had been feeling kind of bad the entire day. I was kind of sick, but I knew something was off. And at the time, my son Zion, he was only 8 years old. Now, his age is really significant as I share with you this story, this testimony. I need for you to remember that my baby was only 8 years old. So I need you to take a mental note that he was 8 years old so you can kind of feel where I'm coming from. So back up to the board teaching, I suddenly felt lightheaded. I literally fell on the floor, bust my head in front of the entire classroom of students. I was barely conscious. But I could hear slightly my students yelling, help. And this one student in particular, I never forget her for as long as I live. Her name is Mazaya. She started screaming, but she had the wherewithal to go and get the assistant principal, whose office was not too far from my classroom. That wait for her to go get that principal on that floor, it seemed literally like an eternity. I could hear my babies. I call my babies and my students panicking. I could not move, but I was slightly able to hear the students and the frantic in their voice. And that was more concerning than my own condition for me. Now, mind you, where I worked during this time of 2017 is what people consider working in the hood. I worked with students who were drug dealers, gangbangers, and what some people would consider thugs. That's what the school, that's where it is. And people who know, they've seen it on the news, as my fellow Lady Prayer Warriors, some of y'all even know. But it was at that moment that they were all just little scared, frightened children. All of that gangster and all that stuff that they was into, it left. And they were only concerned for their teacher, who was suddenly passed out on their floor. The last thing I remember was they cleared the classroom, and they called for the ambulance. I was carted off, and some of them students, they followed me all the way to the medics left. The principal could not even control them. They weren't certain about that. They were genuinely concerned, and they wanted to see that the people put me in the ambulance properly and correctly. I remember finally arriving at Rockdale Medical. No one could get my ex-husband on the phone at the time. I was alone in the hospital with a massive headache that caused me to continue to go in and out of consciousness. I remember receiving morphine at the time, and then I was kind of out. My condition was very bad. They couldn't figure out what was going on with me at the time. My best friend, LaWanna Monday, came up there to bring Zion and to check on me. I was up for maybe 30 minutes of her visit. I learned at the time that my blood sugar was up to almost 1,400. These levels caused me to slip right back after 30 minutes into a diabetic coma. I remained in that coma for 2 days, 48 long hours. I hear people say that when they're in the coma, they can hear voices, and I heard no voices. I was out. I finally awoke after those 2 days, and I awoke to a big insulin drip attached. And I learned from the hospital staff that my ex-husband never showed back up. He just came to get Zion again, and I was told he picked up my son and stated he had to go to work. So now, not only am I sick and not knowing what's going on, I feel sick, alone, and betrayed. Didn't understand it. I was facing another situation after the coma. My vision was gone. I was completely blind. I could not see anything other than blurry dots. The ex did show up for that discharge because I couldn't drive. I was told that once the blood sugars go down, it is likely that I should be able to get some of my vision back, but there were no guarantees. This was one of the scariest times of my entire life. I kept replaying in my head, because this happened in May. My sisters were praying. We just came off the 100 days of prayer in April. And I just continue to hold on to the faith of that. I know my vision is going to return. I remember trying to make it upstairs. I fell and I hit my head. I could not figure out how to count the steps and get up the steps so I can get some rest. My vision was still bad. Remember, Zion is that 8-year-old boy that I told you to remember. Come on, somebody. This little boy says, come on, mama, you can do it. You remember over there in Philippians 2, verse 2, it says, so if there's any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, this 8-year-old was my encouragement, my comfort. He guided me up them stairs at just 8 years old. It doesn't stop there. I tried to cook, y'all. I was hungry. Because my vision was so bad, I couldn't see, but I still needed food. I burned my arm. Guess who made me a sandwich and turned off the stove at 8 years old? What does it say in Philippians verse 2? Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others. This boy fixed me a sandwich as best he could, so I wouldn't burn myself, and he turned that stove off at 8 years old. Lastly, the stairs, it was still a challenge. It was huge with my vision being very bad. One day during the blinding time when I was just really, really trying to get upstairs, I couldn't get past what I call the platform steps. I have flights of stairs, and then I have a platform, then there's some more stairs that go up even more. I couldn't get up there, and it was just a really, really bad time. So Zion Christopher Melton says to me, Mom, I'm going to get your cell phone, a blanket off the bed, and we can sleep right here on the platform till Daddy gets home from work. I don't want you to keep falling, hurting your head. See, sisters, at that moment, I just wanted to rest. I could not keep falling on that platform, but that 8-year-old learned. He leaned in, and that verse 2 came out, and Zion completed my joy by being in the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. He decided to bear the burden and sleep on that floor with his mom until help arrived. That's what my baby did. That's being on one accord. Sisters, let's be each other's Philippians 2 story. Let's encourage one another in Christ. Let's provide prayer and comfort from love. Let's complete each other's joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Let's be selfless and count others more significant than ourselves. Let's pray for each other's interests and keep our mind in Christ Jesus. Sisters, let me close by sharing this last and final thought. COVID-19 is still killing folks that we personally know. Sis, don't do it alone. We need each other. Cancer today is still claiming lives every day. Sis, don't do it alone. We need each other. There are homeless men, women, and children that sleep in the cold day in and day out. Sis, don't do it alone. We need each other. Poverty. There are those among us that don't have anything to eat. Sis, don't do it alone. We need each other. Children, men, women are now referring to themselves as them, they, it, and other pronouns that we never heard of. Sis, don't do it alone. We need each other. Jails and prisons are overcrowded, some innocent, some guilty. Sis, don't do it alone. We need each other. The elderly is the last to receive benefits, the last to receive support, the last to receive health care. Sis, don't do it alone. We need each other. Racism, police brutality, and other forms of discrimination is at an all-time high. Sis, don't do it alone. We need each other. People killing babies for insurance money and lying to authorities. Sis, don't you do it alone. We need each other. Church buildings are still closed while the world is wide open. Sis, don't do it alone. We need each other. Food shortages. Nobody wants to work. Grocery spikes and gas hikes. Sis, don't do it alone. We need each other. Depression, suicide, and mental health challenges are all running rapidly through our land. Sis, don't do it alone. We need each other. Drugs, alcohol, opiates, and fentanyl are killing so many each and every day. Sis, don't do it alone. We need each other. So many have fallen away. Straight away. The pandemic has gotten us all crazy. We are no longer able to worship in most cases. Sis, don't do it alone. We need each other. Sisters, we can't afford to be doing anything else in 2022 but praying. We have to unite. We have to encourage. And we have to pray. We have to stay committed, connected, and concerned for one another. In prayer at all times. Again, sis, don't do it alone. We need each other. Now, if anybody wants to participate in the 100 days of prayer, please call in tomorrow. That's your last opportunity. And I hope I said something to convince you. Thanks, everyone. The lesson is yours.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Sharaka. That was awesome. I've got chili bumps. I really have chili bumps.
Wow.
We're going to have a closing prayer by Sister Ada Pelton before we get remarks from the administrative group. Sister Ada?
Yeah. Our Heavenly Father, here I am bowing my head down in your presence once again, Father, to present our closing prayers for tonight, Father. Thank you for having us in accord in love for you, Father God, in accord in prayer, in accord in commitment, Father God,
in accord worshiping you, Father God, learning from you and your word. Keep blessing each sister, Father, in wisdom and hunger for you, Father God. Keep blessing each one of our administration and all our Lady Prayer Warriors with health and prosperity, Father God. Thank you for that word that it was spoke tonight by Sister Sharoka. What an awesome way to close our Bible series for this month, Father God. Bless our host that every time made a special night for us, Father God. Be with all the sisters that could not make it on, Father, for any reason that only you know, Father God. I want to give you praise and honor, Father. Mm-hmm. I want you to clear our minds of any trouble as we go into rest, Father God. Thank you for everything, Father God. Help us to prepare ourselves for our 100 days of prayers, Father. Help us to commit with our sisters. Father, we need each other. Help us to understand that we need to be accord together so we can make it, Father. Help us to put you first in every area of our life, Father God. Father, as we're going now to rest, show us to trust in you, that in any need that we have, we need you, Father, to put you first in everything that we do. Help us to stay together in spirit. Help my sister with our financial relationships, physical, social, spiritual, and emotional, Father. Help us all accord together with you. Thank you for Jesus that showed us how to be accord together always, Father. Thank you for him, and in his name I do these prayers. Amen. And amen.